destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny.
To this radio presentation. I hope you enjoy it. We call this the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. It's a name that was given to me a long time ago when I was doing a lot of radio shows. I was doing three or four a day at one point. And one of the DJs coined that phrase and it stuck. So here I am using an amazing, wonderful system from ancient times. Very ancient. How long ago did this system originate? Well, we don't really know for certain, but the first book that was ever published about the system said that it came from Atlantis over 20,000 years ago. That's a pretty long time. So that's certainly long enough. But the good news is, at this point in history, we have this available to use. It's just an amazing system. One that benefits most everybody, and it's very easy to use. Anybody can learn how to use this and do their own predictions, which is what I encourage quite a bit, actually. Those of you who know me a little bit know that I encourage people to learn this and use it. It's meant to be used by anybody, by everybody. It has no restrictions. It's not complicated. It's not so esoteric that you can't get it. It can be understood and used on a daily basis for relationships, for important life decisions like moves, changes of location and job, relationships, business, finance, travel. All these things are mentioned in what we call the Book of Destiny. We call it a book because a deck of cards can fit in your hand, a little book. We call it the Little Book of the Seven Thunders, or the Book of Destiny. We could call it the Little Book of Destiny, because it is. It's a small book. It fits in your palm of your hand. And in those 53 cards lie all the secrets of everyone's life, if you just know how to read them and understand them. Every day of the year is associated with one of the 52 cards, 53 cards, including the Joker. And actually, you have what that's called the birth card, which is from your birthday. And there's a secondary card for most birthdays called the planetary ruling card, which is derived from your astrological sun sign. So when we look at somebody, we generally look at both of these cards, and it tells us the whole story. If you call in tonight to get a reading, I'm going to be looking at both of your cards for indications of whatever might be going on. There are yearly spreads. There are groups of these cards for every year of your life that tell on a monthly basis what is happening, what will happen, what has happened. And these spreads are not, we don't sit down and just deal these out. We don't take a deck of cards and shuffle them and then lay them out and see where they land. That's not how we do this. This system, none of that is required because everything is already in the book. Your birthday starts the process in motion, and the day you're born initiates a succession of what we call quadrations that pertain to your particular life path. No one but yours. It's very specific in that regard. Very specific. And now, if you have the same birthday as somebody else, you're going to have the same spreads for every year. And you'll have the same card. And your life paths will be very similar. Not identical, but similar, for sure. So, for example, if you're born today, this is October 13th, 2008, your birth card is a Nine of Clubs, and your planetary ruling card is the Queen of Hearts. I mean, Two of Hearts, I apologize, Two of Hearts. So this card, whatever you might think about the people born today, they are lovers, first and foremost. This is one of the most sexy, romantically oriented birthdays of the entire year. And it doesn't matter what these people, all these people that are born today, it doesn't really matter what they actually get involved in their life, what kind of a work they do. If you knew them a little bit, you'd know that their private life, absolutely essential that they have a lot of great sex and romance. People born today are Lenny Bruce, director Chris Carter, who did The X-Files, musician Sammy Hagar, actress Beverly Johnson, Jerry Jones, the football coach, Nancy Kerrigan, a lot of sports people here. We also have Marie Osmond, Kelly Preston, Jerry Rice, another sports figure, Paul Simon, Margaret Thatcher, and Donald Trump's youngest daughter, Tiffany Trump. This is a sexy group of people. Happy birthday to all of you who are still around. I think most of those people are. There's a few people on my list here who aren't around anymore, but those are all pretty much around. So Nine of Clubs people, they're giving also. I mean, if you're a Nine of Clubs, your thing here in this lifetime is to give information to other people, information that can help other people. This is your outward goal, to be like in publishing, teaching, something along these lines. Something to do with information, giving information. Like good counselors, nines are great counselors, for example. But in your personal life, it's all going to be about romance and sex, children, and all the other things that come from romance and sex. I have a couple of announcements to make. First of all, for those of you who are not aware, we have a new website that's been up for about a month now called lovecardsdating.com, lovecardsdating.com. And we're still, because we're still working out the kinks, we're still giving away free memberships for a month. You can go there. We have about 300 people on the site now. A lot of my friends are on there, and they're having a lot of fun with it, because you can find matches based using this card system that are just uncannily accurate. It's really interesting. I mean, even myself, after I sat down and designed it, I'm not really looking for anybody, but when I saw the people who matched me, I was somewhat surprised by that. I thought, that's pretty cool. And you know that you have to sort of decide, you have to put some input in there too. It doesn't just find them for you. It has to, you have to tell the website what's most important to you and how important on a scale of 1 to 10. Is hot sex important? Being married, is that important? Or having a great friendship with somebody, is that important? Having good financial karma, is that important? So you rate all these things on yourself. And then the website does the magic. It finds the people that match your criteria. And you know, if you change your criteria, if you go in there and change what's important to you, like a friend of mine was talking to a friend of mine today, and he said, you know, what if I just say, put a zero on all of them except for hot sex, just a 10, what would happen? I go, well, why don't you try it? Because if you specify that, that's what you're going to get. So you can also find business partners on this website if you chose to, because it has a business element. For business, you'd want somebody that has a high financial rating with you, and you'd also want somebody that you're compatible with, you can get along with. You don't want to have a person that's, high financial, but you really can't get along. That could be not worth the trouble. So I invite you all to go there. It's still free. If you already on, tell your friends, especially guys. We need more guys on the site. I'm spreading the word as best I can. The next announcement is that we're having a workshop here in about 10 days, the Saturday, the 1st of November. right here at my house in Concord, California. It's going to be a six-hour class. We're going to have time to really delve into our birth cards and our life spread cards and look at how the cards in our life spread and in our karma cards and our birth card and our ruling card, how all these contribute to what our real karma is in this lifetime, and the specific issues and karmas that we have in this lifetime. So we're going to take it to a deeper level, something that I haven't really written out about officially. We're going to go into the cards. And of course, everybody who comes is going to really find out a lot about themselves based on the things I just talked about, the life spread, the karma cards, birth card, ruling card. All these contribute to a specific set of issues for every birthday of the year. It helps us to understand, to know ourselves, to understand what we're really doing here on a spiritual level. We're talking about spiritual now. We're talking about inner work. Of course, we'll talk about external work too and manifestation. You know, like some cards are just destined to have certain kinds of external success or external drive to do things, and others may be more focused on family, and some may have a conflict between family and career. Other people have relationship issues. They should never get married, or they try, but they don't. It's not really their thing. We're going to go through all of that. We're going to get into it in a more or less more deep way. In that class, there's still room to join. You can go to my website, seventhunders.com, and you can register yourself on the site. And those of you who have registered, I'll be sending out an email soon with the details, but you know it starts on Saturday, the 1st of November, at 11, I think it's 11 o'clock, whatever the announcement says, I think it's 11 o'clock a.m. Okay, those are my two announcements for tonight. Now comes our little talk of the night, and when we're done with this, which will be in 15, 20 minutes or so, you will be able to call in, and you can call in now if you want to get first in line. You'll be able to call in and ask questions about your future, about your relationships, about your current situation, whatever's on your mind. We love to hear from you. A lot of you guys are regular listeners, and you've called before. You can call again if you have some new news to report, something you want to share with us, with the listening audience tonight. We're all ears, you might say. The topic tonight is about perspective. And I want to start by saying that if you've ever studied astrology, there are 12 signs in the zodiac. And they're arranged in a circle in such a way that every sign has another sign just opposite it. Every sign has a sign that's directly opposing it, opposite. And then there are also two other signs that are at a sort of a right angles to you. Like wherever your sun sign sits in the circle, you can look directly across the circle and you'll see the sign that opposes you. And there will be two other signs that are at what we call 90-degree angles from you, on the corners, you might say, from where you're sitting, the corners from your perspective. And those other three signs will not jive that well with your sign. There'll be friction. There could be an attraction to the sign that's opposite you. There often is. Signs that are opposing often attract each other. But still, they're so different that if they ever try to change each other, if they ever try to, like, make the other be a certain way, the relationship goes downhill very quickly. So you have, for every sign in the zodiac, you have three signs that just usually don't get along too well with that sign. So it doesn't matter what sign you are. And then there's two other signs that you get along with famously, and there's two more on top of that, so there's four total of other signs that there's a lot of harmony there between you and them. So it's interesting how that works, that even in astrology, you have three signs that don't jive well with yours, and you have four that do. It's an interesting balance. I like this. It's interesting to me because the fact that there are four good ones and three bad ones, you might say, if you use the words good and bad. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because no matter what your angle on things is in life, there's going to be other people that just don't jive with what you say and what you think. I mean, actually, on one way of looking at everything, you could actually say that everything is actually astrology. I mean, you could almost take every single statement made by people and reduce it to an astrological thing. Well, because every little sign kind of has its own things. For example, the sign of Taurus likes to make money, they like to earn money, and they like to count it up and put it in a little account, and they like to buy things with it. The sign of Scorpio, which is opposite Taurus, likes money too, but they would rather have somebody else make that money for them. Or they'd rather work as a partner with somebody and help that person be successful and get their money through that partner. So these are different from each other. They're different in their approach. So the question is one of these wrong and the other one right? That's the question. Are one of these two signs wrong? Is it wrong to be a Taurus, or is it wrong to be a Scorpio? They see things diametrically opposed. But are either one of these signs wrong? This is the question. And today, you know, I mean, right now, I mean, it's a really interesting time in our history because right at this moment, we're having this presidential election. And I don't know about you, but, you know, everybody's talking about the candidates. You know, a lot of people are, it's a big discussion going on. And I'm watching this happen. I'm watching everybody, you know, discuss this. And there's a lot of heated arguments happening out there over the presidential election. People are getting really heated up about this. They're getting very angry. They're getting very they're all getting puffed up about it. And there's so many things out right now. You can go on the internet, and there's so many things about Obama, bad things and good things. There's bad things about McCain. You can see the things that I've written. I've kind of had a little thrown in my two cents about Obama and McCain. Everybody wants to know, you know, what do you think about it? And everybody's coming up with a sort of a place to be about these two things, about these candidates. And the thing is, everybody thinks they're right. Once they've adopted, it's like I know some people that are Christians. They're really traditional Christians. And if you're a traditional Christian, you are anti-abortion. That just goes with it. You can't be a Christian in this, you know, born-again, traditional Christian way and be for abortion. You can't, because that's anti-life, and Christians are not into that. So you can't be a Christian and be okay with abortion or vote for somebody who's okay with abortion. And apparently, Obama's pro-abortion. So the Christians, a lot of people I know who are Christians, they just rule out Obama because he's pro-abortion. I guess he voted on a bill or something. I don't know. I don't even know if he's pro-abortion, but this is what they say. So they have this point of view. And there's a belief system about it, and there's a joining together here going on. And it's a perspective. But see, ultimately, everyone's perspective on this, on anything in life, is just a point of view. It's just looking at it from one angle. Like, no, everybody's acting like their point of view is the ultimate truth. We all do. We act like our point of view is the ultimate truth. Once we get attached to our idea, we begin to defend it like our life depended on it. We begin to defend it like our point of view means everything. And this is what we see. I mean, people could get into fist fights. We could see people fighting. We could see them, you know, getting violent with each other over something that they just picked up along the way somewhere. I mean, if you go to a church, and you may not even be a real staunch Christian, but if everybody in your church is and you're going there, you'll become pro whatever they are, because you want to belong. You want to be loyal to the group. You want to feel like you belong somewhere. So we have these individual things, like we all pick up, you know, like I'm sitting here with my little point of view about the elections, and I'm all mad because of how I feel we got raped by the Republicans for the last 8 years. High gas prices, the war in Iraq, which was ridiculous. So I got my big point of view about it too. I got my big point of view too. Well, is it really the whole story? Is it the truth? Is it really worth getting upset about? If I were so attached to my idea, then I would get upset. And if I'm not attached to this, to some idea that I have, that's already become unhealthy for me personally. If I've allowed myself to get into a position where I'm attached to my point of view, now I have to defend it. Sometimes we defend ideas we don't even know, we can't even remember where we got the idea. It might have been from reading a newspaper. It might have been from listening to a radio station. It might have been from something you heard at school or at work. These ideas slip into our heads so easily because few of us actually censor what comes in. But once the idea gets in there, once we say, oh, that's my idea, I agree with that, once we attach ourselves to it in that way, once we become identified with it, now we have to defend it, because that idea is us. I am that idea. And if anybody attacks my idea, they're attacking me. They are making me smaller. They're making me at risk. And this is the sickness that we have today. This is what we have. I mean, we have people, you know, I've seen lately on the news, you know, some things that McCain has had to actually calm down some of his followers. They really want to get up in arms about Obama. They say hateful things. I mean, they're really hateful. He's had to like lay back and say, now, hey, he's not a bad guy. We just disagree on policies. He's been saying this to people, his own followers, because they're getting too out of hand. They've all become up in arms, and now they're fighting, like they're ready to fight for their life about something that they picked up somewhere along the way. They're ready to fight you like their life depended on it. And people hurt each other in that situation. People do terrible things to each other when they feel threatened to that extent. Any of us would do something terrible if we have become so attached to a belief system or an idea that we are now, we think it's us and we're defending it. And that, like I said before, the madness is we often don't even know where we got the idea. A lot of these ideas that we defend, we've attached ourselves to them, and we don't even know where they started. A lot of the stuff probably started in childhood. You know, I remember my father when I was just like 8 years old and younger, I remember he was quite racist, you know, saying really bad things about black people and other races too, not just blacks, just down on, it's kind of like an Archie Bunker, you know, pretty smart ass and racist. Well, it's interesting because I have two brothers. My oldest brother, has sort of become like my father in some ways. He'll get on a tirade about stuff and he becomes racist, and I don't even think he knows what he's doing. I don't think he's even aware. I just laugh at him because I know him so well. I'm like, I call him Ernest. That's his name, Ernest. I say, Ernest, you are so funny. Who do you think you're defending? Anyway, when I talk to him like that, he kind of like snaps out of it. He goes, whoa, you know, he catches himself. But he does that so much, it's become part of who he is. It's become part of his identity. And that's not all of who he is, of course, but it's just a funny little thing. And I can see that he doesn't even know where he got all that stuff. He's spouting it off like he really believes it, but he has no idea where he got it. And I can see where he got it because I watched this unfold in our childhood, and I watched the way he got along with my father. So this is us. And I think it would be really wise for all of us that whenever you're faced with somebody disagreeing with you, and you feel upset inside, like you feel nervous, afraid, angry, or any of those things when you're discussing something, that's a sure sign that your identity is attached to, you are identified with that thought, and you think that defending that thought is like defending your life. That's the telltale sign. When you get defensive, when you get upset, when you're irritated, when you find yourself explaining, when you can't just be peaceably with it. Now, I'm not saying that you can't just speak up and say whatever you think. That's fine, too. But if you have to defend your ideas, if you have to defend them, then you're already stuck. You're already caught. We're already caught in the web of identifying with something that's not who we really are. That's the bottom line. We're not these ideas. We're not these beliefs. We are much more than that. And for every belief that we might hold, there's at least three other beliefs that don't agree with that belief, that don't agree with it, and are just as valid. You might think you have the ultimate truth about something, about some theory or some right or wrongness in life. Okay, you may think you have the ultimate, you're the supreme, but you're not. Because for every idea that you hold so dear, there are three others that don't agree with it, and yet they're just as valid. And this is what we can learn from astrology. Every sign has three signs that do not get along. And they're just different. No one is really right or wrong. This is the whole thing. This whole right and wrong thing is all in our insecurity. It's all in our insecurity of defending ourselves against shadows. It's madness when you think about it. It's madness. Alrighty, we're going to take a break now. And if you're thinking of calling in, we have at least two lines open. I think line two is taken. We have somebody waiting, and when we come back from the break, we'll take her call. We're going to listen to, as we always do, we're going to listen to some songs on the breaks from my CD called Bhakti Rock. And this first break here, I'd like to play Sri Ram, which is one of the my favorite songs on the CD, Sri Ram. When we come back, we'll talk to Faye from Brooklyn, New York. We'll be right back.
Yeah. treetop hesitara he hanuma lakshmanara he raja ra
Welcome back, everybody. That was Sri Ram from my CD, Bhakti Rock. And now the lines are open for your phone calls. And we still have one line open, maybe two. But first, we're going to talk to Faye from Brooklyn, New York, who's born November 13, 1974. Are you there, Faye?
I am here, Robert. How are you?
I'm well. Have I spoken to you before?
Yes, you have. it was over the summer.
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but you did kind of fade out there for a second.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yes, I have called in before. I spoke to you over the summer, and that was regarding a four diamond relationship. And you were going over some of the issues regarding that kind of relationship. And you're telling me to, you know, it's really to decide if I want to take on the burden that comes with, you know, that person not getting over their own fears and their whole high ideals about love. And
yeah.
So that was very helpful. Thank you. And I am calling back now because I've attracted another diamond into my life. And, but this one is actually a friend that I've known for a while, for years, and didn't know that there was an interest there. He's a five of diamonds. And
what birthday is he?
He's, March 18th.
Okay. So he's also a jack of
three.
He's also a jack
yes.
of
right.
Okay.
And I wanted to know, I guess to get some information on that relationship. I remember you mentioned something to me about the last time I called about the moon, having a moon relationship with someone being best in supporting my career goals and family goals. And so I did want to know about this five of diamonds piece, because I know that my personality cards are the jack of clubs, which is ruling right now for me. And the Jack of Diamonds, and his personality card is the Jack of Diamonds. So
it's actually called the Planetary Ruling Card, actually. Yeah. His ruling card
okay.
is
yes.
Jack of
Ruling Card, yes.
The same as yours. Okay.
Thank
so there's a couple of things here to consider, Faye. Number one, and first and foremost, is that you are now in your Neptune period.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's very important to realize.
Okay.
Do you know anything about the Neptune period of the year?
Well, I know about the planet of Neptune. Things can. But it's the higher octave of Venus, yes?
Yes, it is. In practical ways, it's the planet of illusion.
Mm-hmm.
The planet of fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
The planet of seeing things the way we'd like to see them instead of the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which is what you're in right now, and I have no doubt in my mind that whatever you think about this Five of Diamonds guy is fantasy.
Okay.
It's complete fantasy. You have no idea. You have no idea who this guy is. No.
Uh-huh.
Now, your card, you know, you're about 50% marriageable because your Seven of Clubs likes relationship, but your other two cards are freedom-oriented, you know?
Right.
So I'd say you're about 50% able to have a committed relationship.
Uh-huh.
And what's this guy's name? What's his name? This
His name is Kenzo.
Kenzo?
Yes. K-E-N-Z-I-L-L.
Oh, Kenzo. Okay, well, Kenzo has zero marriageability.
Zippo? Del Zippo?
Yeah, whatever he says to you about, you know, I'm sure he's not offering you anything more than, you know, some casual sex, basically.
Right. Yes, exactly. We haven't made any commitments to one another.
Well, you know, I'm just saying that that's not going to ever happen with him because that's not what he is. He can't do that. Some people just can't go there. He's one of those people. That's not somewhere where he knows how to even go.
Uh-huh.
Which is no problem unless you want more. If you want more, then it becomes a problem. And I have a feeling there's part of you that wants more.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what I think about you.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're in Neptune right now, and you might as well have a good time with him. He's right there. His cards are actually there right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's there a couple times. And just don't make absolutely no important decisions until after your birthday.
Okay.
Like, don't decide whether you should live together or just enjoy it. Have fun.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's like going to a movie, right? You pay your $10, you go in, and you know it's not real, but for an hour and a half or 2 hours, you're just going to sit there and just live in this fantasy world. Okay, well, that's what you got going right now.
Okay.
So enjoy it, but don't say, oh, this means something.
Right.
It don't.
Okay.
Okay.
So the time that will be to actually see that, to see him for actually who he is and what this actually is, will be after this next year.
Yeah, I think that what's going to happen is within 2 weeks of your birthday, you're going to start to see him a little different. Now, I'm not saying that it's going to be all bad, necessarily. I mean, maybe something good will show up, but he's very suspect because of his cards, you know. Very suspect. And you know, what you need to do is just take your time. Don't take it too seriously.
Right.
Okay. Don't believe what you think you're hearing because you're hearing through rose-colored earmuffs.
That's cute. Yes. Okay. But he also has a daughter who's the Five of Diamonds. She's January 22nd, so she's a Capricorn.
Yeah. And she's a King of Clubs. She's an Aquarian, actually.
Oh, okay. Aquarian.
Yeah, she's actually an Aquarian. Yeah.
Okay.
And so, you know,
mm-hmm.
Everything is the way it is. It's okay. Just remember what I told you.
Okay.
Because
cool.
That's how things will play out. And, you know, I'm not saying that I can say definitely one way or the other what's going to play out with you and him.
Right.
I don't have that. We don't know for sure. is showing up, you know, next year. I think that you're going to, I honestly think you're going to get involved with him from what I'm seeing here.
Right, because he shows up for my birthday.
He's showing up next year. Now, you need to know that, though, just because he's there doesn't mean that has to happen. There's no should in this system. There's no rules that you have to be with somebody just because his card is showing up. But keep that in mind, because some people see a card and they go, oh, I have to be with that person. They're in my cards.
No, I don't feel that way.
well, that's good, because I just want to check it out with you.
Yeah, things change all the time. And also looking at what the card means, it could be, you know, I think it's something about values or something like that.
The Five of Diamonds means a change in value. You know, it means, you know, just coming up with a new version of what you really want and like in your life. So it certainly can mean that. It doesn't have to mean him unless you decide that that's what you want.
Right.
And you always have a choice.
Yes, true. I know you had something in there, if I'm recalling correctly, because I'm a Scorpio with the two planetary ruling cards, is it the second card doesn't show up or the aspects of that does not show up until later in life?
Pay more attention to the Jack of Clubs than the Jack of Diamonds.
Okay.
And read that Jack of Clubs spread more,
than
the Jack of Diamonds spread. And then later, it will become more predominant later in your life.
Okay. Like when you're 50,
60? I don't know for sure. No. Can't actually give a date, sorry.
Oh, darn. I was hoping for a 50-year mark or something.
I don't know. I think it's different for each person, you know.
Well, why does that show up later?
If I told you, it happened to
you. What is the reason?
I couldn't resist that joke, sorry.
It was fun, thank you.
All right, good. So, you know, why don't you give us a call back right after your birthday? It's not that long from now.
Right.
And let us know if you think, if you're looking at him any differently than you were now.
Right. Okay.
Just remember that during Neptune, we're on drugs for 52 days.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And everybody will look at you and go, what are you smoking? What did you do that for? You're like, what? What have we been drinking? Something, you know, when they see that we do. They're like, are you crazy?
Right.
And we're like, I'm perfectly fine.
Right.
Like that, you know. It's kind of funny.
Well, does it matter if I had decided to have fun prior to the Neptune period?
No, having fun is no problem. Just don't make any big decisions about anything.
During the period.
Like, don't say, oh, let's move in together. Something like that.
Yeah, I don't feel that, you know.
Well, good.
I'm fine with him just visiting like that, you know.
Hang out, then you go out.
So, like, that's fine for me right now. Just
yeah, just remember what I said, though, in case that urge comes over you at some point.
Right. I will remember, Robert.
Put a little rubber band around your wrist and just snap it and go.
Snap it.
Snap it real hard and go, oh, yeah, right there.
Will do. Thank you so much.
All right, good talking to you.
Hey,
have a good night.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now, you know, she's a double jack, so, and I'm a queen, so we definitely could have a nice, fun-filled conversation, which is what we did. Okay, now we have two lines open now, folks. We have Jenna from Portland, whose birthday is March 31st, 1970. Are you there, Jenna?
Yes. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Jenna. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. So, first of all, I was wondering, earlier you were talking about the signs that you don't get along with. What would be mine being an Aries?
Well, that would be in general. That would be Capricorn,
okay.
Libra, and Cancer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The opposite you is Libra.
Right.
And squaring you is Cancer and Capricorn.
Interesting. My mom's a Libra, my dad's a Cancer.
Now, you can't say beyond a doubt that you won't get along with everybody of those signs, because the truth of the matter is that it goes by degrees. Like, you have to know how many degrees. For example, you're a very early degree Aries. I would say your sun is probably about 9 degrees of Aries, okay?
Yeah.
Something like that, 8 or 9 degrees of Aries. So if somebody's sun is like 20 degrees or above 20 degrees of Libra or Cancer or Capricorn, you won't even notice it. There'd be no square.
Okay.
There's no square in that case because they're too far apart to actually aspect each other and to form that stressful aspect. Okay?
I see. Okay, and then I guess my other question is, right now I'm in my Jupiter period with the Five of Hearts. And what I'm dealing with right now is kind of, I've had a 2-year relationship with someone who we kind of took a couple months ago, and now I am sort of kind of feeling like we've been talking about trying to work it out, and I don't know what, you know, in a Five of Hearts situation, what that would mean. Like, is that normal to be feeling like you're not sure what to do with it? Or, I mean, I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. You have, got to look at the big picture, okay?
Okay.
First of all, your long-range card for this year. Have you read about that at all?
Ace of Hearts.
Yeah, what do you think that means? Got any idea what that means?
Well, I would think it would mean new love, but I'm not sure that it couldn't, I'm not, you know, I don't know.
Okay, it can mean new love, but what it really means is the inner quest for what do we love. It's like asking yourself, what really makes me happy? You know, what kind of relationship maybe? It goes beyond relationship, but it's often focused on relationship. Okay?
Okay.
And then what I also noticed in your spreads, you have a lot of threes this year.
Okay.
You have a three of spades environment. You have a three of clubs displacement. You have a three of hearts coming up in Saturn. You have a three of diamonds coming up in Saturn. You have a three of hearts result card also. So threes mean like being uncertain about things, you know, which is what you're feeling right now. You're uncertain.
Yeah, and this person is a three of diamonds.
Okay, well, that tells me it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Oh, really?
Well, he's Saturn to you this year.
But okay.
I think what's really going to happen is that you're not sure you really want to be with him anymore, number one.
Right.
And I think you're going to meet somebody else because of that, if you haven't already met somebody else.
No, I have not at this point.
Yeah, well, I think you will. And then you will be sort of in a situation where you feel kind of stuck to people.
Yeah, I don't like that feeling. I don't want to do that.
Well, you know.
I just want to figure this one out for real. Like,
yeah, well.
Well,
you know, I don't think with all these threes you're going to be able to figure out exactly what you want to do. You know?
Okay.
I mean, I think you and him both have a lot of, both of you have uncertainty about love for different reasons. Are you aware of this? You both have that as a lifetime issue to work on. Okay?
Well, we really like each other, so it's hard. It's, you know.
Well, yeah, and you're moon to him and he's moon to you. What birthday is he, by the way?
he is January 24th.
So he's an Aquarian.
Right.
So, I mean, it would be, this is a hard, this would be a very hard relationship for you to let go of.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Yeah, because he's your Neptune card and your moon to him. I mean, that's really strong. That's a lot of connections to have with somebody. Very difficult to let that go. You have a hard time stop thinking about him, stuff like that.
Right.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of conflict with his past relationship that he's been dealing with divorce and custody, and he's very consumed and has a lot of tunnel vision around those issues, and he wants to be with me, he cares about me, but it's just, I'm like on the back burner, and that's hard after 2 years, you know?
So. Okay. Yeah, I mean, most women who were interested in a real relationship wouldn't even tolerate that for a month. So the only reason that you tolerated it so long is that you're not really sure you want a real relationship.
Well, I don't know. I mean, no, I really felt this real connection with this person.
You don't feel the connection. I'm talking about taking that to another level. Okay? I'm not saying you don't have a great connection with them. You do. But it's interesting that you pick somebody who's not available.
Right.
That's the part that's real interesting.
Right. Yeah, well, I didn't think it would take this long for things to pan out, I guess. And that's what.
Yeah, but you also didn't set limits.
Yeah, well, and then that's what's happened. And then I did, and then now it's come kind of back around to, okay, what are we going to do with this now? And so I guess I'm just trying to look at my cards for the year to help me understand what I am going to do with this. So.
Well, I can guarantee this. By the middle of December, it's all going to be settled one way or the other.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Because the Saturn period that begins on October 25th is when everything will get straightened out.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And that's good news.
Yeah, that is good news. That's what I really want, is just to know one way or the other what's going to happen and just deal with that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, be able to kind of move forward.
Right.
One way or the other.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can dig that.
So
you know, that's all you need to know for now.
Okay.
There could be somebody new coming to your life, but I know one thing, the big thing is, like, what really makes you happy? Does he make you happy? Is this what you really want? Is this enough? Those are the questions you need to have an answer for.
Okay. I see.
Pretty easy.
It sounds easy.
Well, it is in a manner of speaking. It doesn't look all that complicated, but, you know, we all have our own little timing for these kind of things. So
right.
Just hang in there and see what develops. And your Saturn period, I think everything's going to come to a head, and you'll figure it out then.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Well, I'm not too far off from that, so I'll just...
That's true. You're quite close.
Okay, well, thank you, Robert. I always enjoy talking to you.
Well, thanks for calling. It's good to hear from you again.
Okay. I'll be calling again, sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, let us know, you know, call in, let me know what happened.
Okay, will do.
What's the latest? It's always fun to find out. So.
Right. Yeah, I will.
Okay, Jenna. Good luck.
Okay, thanks.
All right, good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to take one more call before the break. We have Monique Antoinette from Hollywood. Are you there, Monique?
I am.
I know.
How
I've spoken to you before.
Yes, you have.
Because I always comment about your name, don't I? Don't I always say something about your name?
Yes.
Because, you know, I like names, and your name is really cool.
It's a good one. I'm really, really grateful to have ended up with this name. I am.
Yeah, somebody was really creative.
What's that?
somebody was really creative on your behalf.
My mother and godmother got together and decided that that would be the name.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So what's on your mind this evening, Monique?
Well, I'm in Uranus and feeling crazy.
Yeah, you got some big fives and nines going on there.
Yeah, and then under the Ace of Diamonds, I've got three of diamonds and a nine of diamonds. And I don't recall, since I've been studying your book, I don't believe that I've ever had a direct contact that I was aware of with the three of diamonds.
Had a what kind of contact?
I don't know the power. I don't personally know the power of the three of diamonds.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm wondering if that is why I'm feeling so crazy.
Well, you're feeling crazy because the three of diamonds makes you confused about what you really what do you really want. You know, that's what it does.
Okay.
The last caller had the same basic same influence, you know, in different positions.
I heard the tail end of that.
Yeah, So, you know, under a three of diamonds, it's hard to make a decision. You feel like you can go in this way or go that way. You get all kinds of ideas, but you don't know which one to jump on and latch a hold of.
Absolutely.
That's generally how it's experienced, and, you know, it's a time. When you're under a three, usually it's not the time to make a decision about anything. It's more of a time to explore the different possibilities. Just explore them, okay? That's usually what we recommend when you're under that influence.
Okay.
Don't make big decisions. Just explore the possibilities of what you might do until after the period is over.
Okay.
But, I mean, you do have a five of spades now and a nine of spades. I'm surprised if you're not moving or something, you know. I mean, those cards would usually have somebody move to a new location.
I saw that, and I would really love to.
Mm-hmm.
I picked out a beautiful home that overlooks the lake, and I've told the universe that I need this house.
You want it, you need it.
Oh, absolutely. So,
okay.
You know, I know that I need to be very deliberate about what I wanted, so I put that out there. And
sure.
So I thought, well, I need the money to buy this house. So I thought, well, Uranus is here. That's a strong card to suggest a move. Maybe the money will just fall out of the sky. And
always
I have to pay.
It's always a possibility. I mean, it's always good to be optimistic and put forth a dream, but also follow that up with some plan, if you can, some sort of plan of action.
Got it.
As I say, God helps those that help themselves. So it's important that we do take some steps on our own, usually.
I've taken baby steps this year, but... So I do have a few avenues where I'm actually set up to receive money.
Oh, good. Yeah, well, you are sitting in the most blessed spot this year, so it's entirely possible.
Yes, I've been working on that.
Well, it sounds like you're doing everything that you can do.
That's why I was calling, because I felt like I was. But then I also hear you mention underline cards a lot of times, and I thought,
Do I have any right now? They don't really change the meaning of the period, the ones that you have, and I'm not even going to discuss them. They're not really. I only talk about them when they are significant to the caller's question or situation, you know. And they're not always relevant so much.
Okay.
I mean, if you really want to know what they are, you can, you know, get a report that shows you, you know, or learn how to read them. You can learn how to find them yourself by reading my advanced book, Exploring the Little Book of the Seven Thunders.
That book, I have that book.
Well, it's all in there, how to find them.
Okay. I cracked it open today, but I was crazy in my head, and I shut it. I was frustrated, so I said, I'll just be a little lazy and call Robert tonight and ask him.
Well, I'm certainly answering your question. I'm just not going to tell you the underlying cards. That's all.
Okay, that'd be a little homework for me to do tomorrow. That's
yeah, I mean, it'll be fun for you to learn those, figure
okay.
those out yourself. I think it'll be good.
Okay.
Well, good. So you know, if I were you, I'd be prepared at least for a transition of some.
Could that be a job? I am looking for. I've got two things going on the side. A TV show that's really close to being sold, and then a book that I've been working on. But in the meantime, I still got to eat. So I thought, you know what? I need to get back into, you know, day-to-day work. And so I've been,
Yeah, I used to live in the Hollywood area. I lived in Marina Del Rey. And when you go out to restaurants and eat, all the waiters are like actors and actresses waiting for their big thing to come in.
Right, right.
It's kind of funny, you know. After a while, you see so many of them. They're all such beautiful people, too. A lot of these people are, like, you know, talented and really good-looking. And you're like,
but
wow.
It takes more than that. It takes a lot more than just to be good-looking in this town.
Yeah, I'm sure. It just goes to show, though, like, you know, how difficult it is. That particular industry is very hard to crack, apparently.
It is.
You know,
it is.
It's challenging.
But the writing I'm excited about.
The what?
The writing that I've been doing.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
I'm really excited about. I'm really, really tickled about that. So it makes the day-to-day work not such, you know, it's not such a terrible thing. Just, you know, thinking about that, because I'm going, okay, you know, the book is almost done. I'm working on that. I know it's important with me being the fourth phase to be doing work that I love to do.
Yeah.
And I figured out what that was for myself, and you helped me work through that a year ago. And as soon as I put some effort and energy into it, it took off, and the writing is just, it really, really fulfills me on a personal level. And so
that's wonderful. That sounds really good.
It is.
So
really
now you
it.
Just have to follow your dream and take it to the end, you know?
That's the goal.
You can do it. Don't give up.
I told my husband, I said, I don't have an off button. It just, it's on, it's pressed. And that's it. It just, I cannot stop.
Well, that ambition will get you everything eventually. It certainly will. It's worked for me.
You are incredible. Do you sleep?
Oh, yeah. I sleep well, too.
I bet you do.
The only time I don't have trouble sleeping is if I'm really worried about something, but that doesn't happen too much anymore. So.
Oh, that's good. Thank you. Well, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for the work that you do.
You're welcome, Antoinette.
Really
Marie.
Appreciate it.
And call in again. Let me know how things go after this period's over. You know.
Yeah, I'm excited about it too. You never know. I could be moving.
Yeah, check back in and just, you know, so we kind of get a sense for how it played out. I think it's. The people that listen to the show are mostly card people, you know, and they really are. They're really curious about, you know, how things really turn out for people. So we would love to hear how things develop for you.
Okay, I would definitely check back in.
Okay, well, great.
All
great.
Right. Thank
all right,
you.
Monique,
have
a great night. Have a great
okay.
night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take a short break now. We're going to listen to a song off my CD, Bhakti Rag. We're going to listen to Krishna, the song Krishna. And when we come back, we'll take your calls if we have any callers. All the lines are open. So now's the time to call in if you're thinking of calling in. We'll be right back after the song Krishna. Welcome back, everybody. That was Krishna from my CD, Bhakti Rock. I hope you enjoy that song. It's kind of a happy song. Krishna was somewhat of a party guy back in those days, 5,000 years ago. And I tried to capture the spirit of that in that song. Okay, the lines are open. We have somebody, we have Lindy from Temecula, California on line 3. Her birthday is September the 4th, 1960. Are you there, Lindy?
I am.
Hey, there you are. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Just fine and dandy.
Good.
What's new with you?
A lot of changes. I had a birthday, so I have a whole new year ahead of me.
Yes, you do.
And I'm having issues with love relationships and also employment. So I'm wondering.
So give me a little background on your love situation first.
Okay. A divorce, which is finalizing.
Okay.
And that was with the King of Diamonds.
Is that going well, or is that...
You mean the divorce? The divorce is going well?
Yeah, the divorce. Has it been difficult, or was it amicable?
Pretty much, it's going. Finishing up. Not really
difficult. So what's the problem that you referred to?
Problems? Oh, well, and then there's a new...
Of course there is.
Somebody new, and I'm not quite sure about that fit. His birthday is September 23rd.
Okay. Do you know the year? Or?
1977.
So he has a birthday coming up soon here, too, huh?
He just had one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I apologize. Okay. So he's born on the cusp. I don't know if he's a Libra or a Virgo.
He says he's a Libra.
He says he's a Libra. Okay.
Yeah, he goes under. He says he's Libra.
Okay. So I don't know. The thing about this is, the first thing that comes to mind for me is that you are still getting divorced. You're not divorced yet.
It's a little, almost done.
Yeah, I know, but this relationship basically started in the middle of your transition period.
True.
Follow me?
True, yes,
and
I do.
So, generally speaking, transition relationships don't last beyond the transition. In general now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually you, the person who's getting divorced, that ends it. Usually, you know, because you realize, how long have you been married for?
Oh, a really long time.
Right.
Like for 30 years.
You don't even know who you are yet, you know, back in the world of relationships.
Exactly.
You haven't had time to really figure out, like, you know, what is really important to you. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it takes a little while for that process to complete itself. For anyone to figure out, like, okay, who am I? What's best for me? What kind of person would be? It usually takes a year or two for most people.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in this transitionary period, and you met him, and it's nice because you didn't have to be alone during the period. That's nice to have.
Yeah.
However, at the same time, when the transition's over, you may be, you know, you may not feel the same way about this person. Now, I know you guys are compatible, and he really, I would think, is just really enamored with you. Because you are his Neptune card.
Okay.
It's a very strong romantic connection. The Neptune connection. Very strong. When you meet your Neptune card, you're meeting like your dream come true person.
Okay.
You know. So I'm sure he really likes you. What do you feel about him?
I'm very attracted, but again, too, like, I know I'm hesitant because for all those reasons that you said. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm kind of taking it slow and see how things are developing. But I was just curious.
Well, there's definitely going to be love in your life this year. I have no doubt about that.
Yay!
There's no doubt about that. And it may or may not be with him.
Okay.
I mean, I think you're going to meet somebody that you haven't even met yet. there's a possibility you could have, you know, several relationships this year, you know, until you really meet the right person.
Right.
There's some strong indicators for that in your cards.
Okay.
But this whole year is about
really
love.
Really looking for anything, you know, it's just sort of.
It doesn't work that way. It doesn't matter if you're looking or not. It finds you.
Okay.
That's
well,
how
I'm open to that. I'm open to that. I'm open.
Well,
to
good. That. Yeah, because it's
really
it's coming down the pike.
Hey,
so you just had a birthday.
Last 30 years.
Well, yeah, I think it's a good idea to kind of, you know, let this guy know that, you know, you just got out of the cage, you know.
Right.
You're not looking to jump right back in there.
Well, and that's my other thing, you know, because everybody talks about that rebound, you know, you're a rebound person, you're going to go through that real quick, and then, you know, something else will come along, and it's, and just like I said, I wasn't even looking for anything, and it's just, I don't know, kind of when we're together, just the energies of, just pop.
Well, he adores you, and that must feel nice to be adored.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. I do appreciate that, you know, so.
Yeah. But I think you're going to break
off.
His heart.
I'm going to break his heart?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, well.
It wouldn't be intentional, but if anybody becomes attached to us and we don't want to be with them, it's going to hurt them no matter we like it or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not our fault that they got attached to us.
That's true. That's true.
I see so many love cards coming for you this year. I would leave your options open.
They're definitely open. I'm not committed to anything. It's just this is all just sort of new, kind of developing in the last couple of weeks. So, month or so, and kind of progressed in the last couple of weeks. So I just kind of curious how that is.
Well, you know, if you can stay light about it and enjoy it for whatever it is, without making any, if anybody starts to get pushy, like if he starts to get pushy about moving forward in the relationship, that's the time to bail out.
Yeah. Well, I'm not ready for any commitments coming out of just what I've been coming out of. I don't think anything more than just kind of where we're at right now is fine for me.
Yeah. Well, I think you guys are, there's nothing to be concerned about, certainly from your side. So, you know, just...
So he's an okay guy for, my sign?
Yeah, he's okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was a little concerned because I think somewhere I thought he was my Saturn or somewhere I...
Oh, you're his Saturn.
His Saturn.
You are his Saturn.
I'm his Saturn.
Yeah, no, he's Saturn to you in a spiritual spread, but that doesn't count. That's not really something to be concerned about. So don't worry about that.
Okay, so, and then how about for work? Because I'm totally in transition, and I'm moving now into, actually, I just met with a new employer today, so I'll be doing something different.
I think you're going to have your own business by your next birthday.
Yeah, I'm working on that, definitely lining things up for that.
It's going to happen.
Oh, yay.
Whatever you got to do in the meantime to get by.
It's going to be what? A little what?
Just do whatever you have to do in the meantime to get by.
Get by. That's been
struggle. Take a job or whatever you feel like doing. But just know that you're heading towards having your own business. That's where you're headed.
Good.
Just remember that.
Good. That's what I'm working on. That is definitely my goal. That definitely is my goal. That's exciting. And I know that's going to be a lot of work. I just hope that my finances fall back into order because it's been a little tough. I know everybody, the economy and everything, but I had plans in place, plan A, plan B, plan C, and somehow they've all dissipated. And
well, don't give up. You know, you're out of practice. You're out of practice with love and you're out of practice with working.
You're right, Robert. You're so right.
So just take it easy, you know. Don't make a big deal about it. Just take it one step at a time.
Oh, boy.
It's all going to fall into place.
Okay.
You know, try not to worry about it too much, you know.
Okay, that's so encouraging because it's been kind of difficult, and so that's why I called today. I said I need some encouragement. I think I'm on the right track. I think I'm doing the right things.
Yeah, I think you are too.
And I access all those positive sides of the cards of what I'm trying to do.
Well, just look at that result card. It's the Queen of Diamonds. That means you having your own business. Just stay focused on that.
Okay.
That's the positive stuff you need to, like, you know, be tuned into.
Okay. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
well,
Lindy, thanks for being my guest tonight.
Okay, thank you so much, Robert, for having us. And we appreciate everything that you do.
Oh,
you're welcome. Oh, and I'm starting to play with your new, I'm taking advantage of the
website?
Card. Yes.
Right. Oh, good.
I'll be on there, too. I can hardly wait.
Make sure you put your picture up. People aren't putting their pictures up. Nobody gets responses without a picture. Why do people
I'll
not
definitely put their pictures? Do that. I'm getting my hair done in the next week, so we'll get a new photo up there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know what it is that people put up. They go on a dating website and don't put their picture up. What do they think is going to happen?
Pass.
Well, you know, they're going to find out what you look like eventually anyway, you know.
Exactly. I was so excited that you had that up there. I got the little email. I said, oh, that's fantastic. I've been thinking
it was good timing for you.
Exciting for me. Well, hopefully for others and for you,
no,
too.
No, I'm saying it was good timing for you.
Yes, good timing for me. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, here you are, you know, ready to date, and boom, there it is.
And because I'm so shy, a lot of my friends do those websites. Yeah, that's not for me. But this one is for me.
Oh,
I like
excellent.
It. Yeah, excited. I'm going to try to get more people to go on it, too. So
get some guys on there if you can.
Guys, you know, working on that. So
there are some guys on there, but we need more of them.
Yeah. More women, so we got to get more men up there. So all you male listeners, come on now.
Come on out there. Lindy's looking. She's a seven of diamonds.
I'm looking. I could be the one.
All right. Well, you might get somebody looking you up. What's your screen name on the site? Do you know? Have you already registered or what?
No, every time I go to finish, I have to swap out, so I haven't completed it. So
okay.
We'll see. I'll call you back and let you know.
Yeah, if you want to call back and announce your screen name.
Absolutely, I will. As soon as I get on my profile up there, it's got to look right.
Exactly. Okay, Lindy, have a nice evening.
You too. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, we have Tom from Long Beach, who's born June 1st, 1968. Are you there, Tom?
Hey, hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Actually, I'm calling. I have a question about O.J. Simpson.
Okay, what can I tell you?
Well, that he has been convicted of all the charges in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at his spray. And if I remember, he's with the gang name.
He's what now? I'm sorry, what did you say?
He's
the Six of Diamonds, Eight of Clubs. His birthday is July 9th, 1947.
Right. 1947. Yeah. Right. So he, on his mask red, he was the King of Diamonds and the King of Spades.
Yeah, he's got good cards on Mars, but the legal thing is already, well, it's over now. I think he's appealing, though, isn't he?
Right, he's appealing, right.
Yeah, so, you know, it's not over yet, that's for sure.
Right.
We don't really know exactly what's going to happen with all that.
Right.
He does have an Ace of Spades coming in Saturn, which is kind of scary. You know. And he's got an Ace of Spades in Mars, too, with the Five of Diamonds. So, you know, he may... These cards don't look... They're certainly not definite one way or the other. There's no definite win or lose here. either way.
Okay.
So we're just going to have to wait and see, I guess.
Right. Okay, so last year I had spoken to you about starting my own business.
Yes.
And I'm in the process of doing that.
Oh, excellent.
Right. So...
Is that going well?
It's going well. I'm still at my current job as a transition, to transition out. And so they find a they have just find a replacement for me. So,
okay.
You know, in the meantime, it's going to take a couple of months for me to start out. So, you know, things are moving according to plan, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Your phone is kind of cutting out. Your phone's cutting out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. So, everything is going according to plan, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Oh, excellent. Well, the cards look good for it. They do. They look good for what you're doing.
Right. Just one more comment on the last caller.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually kind of, I can't really decide whether to pursue the relationship with this woman who is my Neptune, who is a seven of spades.
Uh-huh.
And,
yeah.
Well, I do understand my definition. But like I said, sometimes it feels sort of unreal.
That's a good way of describing it. Some things feel unreal.
Right. Well, I do understand, you know, the reality, but sometimes you just can't, you know, control what you want.
Yeah. Well, it helps to know that you're under that influence. You know, it gives you a little bit of help. To know that you tend to fantasize about the person.
Right.
That you have a tendency to do that. And you have a tendency to see her the way you want her to be. It's helpful to know that you have that so that you can not be too taken with it, you know.
Right, right.
It'll help you maybe see her a little bit more like she really is. And... help you not to get too overwhelmed, because sometimes a Neptune relationship can sometimes be overwhelming.
Right.
It can be like so strong that we just can't shake it.
Actually, just talking to you about it makes me want to call her.
Well, I think you're like a person like, you know, like a drinker, you know. Any excuse to drink, they go, oh, talking to you makes me want to have a drink.
That's right.
I think you're already addicted to her.
Right. I am currently under my Nine of Spades period. And I'm in my Mars. I have a Nine of Spades.
Yeah, Yeah, I see that.
And I do understand, you know, from learning from you, about, you know, Nine of Spades, learning to let go, and it can actually be a positive experience.
Yeah, it can also mean that you complete... It can also mean that you finish up something that you want to finish for a long time. It's not always a bad thing.
Right. I try to attune my energy toward that aspect. But
yeah, I mean, the other spread's fine. I think just look for positive there and you'll probably get it.
Right.
Now, this girl that you're in love with, is she a Capricorn?
Her date of birth, I think, is March 3rd.
Oh, okay. So she's a Pisces.
Right.
So she's an Eight of Hearts ruling card. Boy, she's got to be quite, well, she do have a marriage connection with her, but she's got to be a handful, I tell you. You might be the only person in the world that could really love her. Because, you know, because you're Neptune and she's Moon to you, but, you know, she's like a high-maintenance kind of girl. Do you know this?
Yes, I do.
Well, because she's a double, like, she's an Eight of Hearts, and that's very pushy and strong-willed. Then she's a Seven of Spades, and they have a King of Diamonds first counter card, so they're very strong-willed, too.
Right.
And she's going to always want everything to be her way.
Right.
Now, she won't be able to get her way with you all the time because she's moon to you.
Right.
So it might be a good combo. Who knows? You know, like, life is funny. If you really care about her and if she likes you, this could be a good thing.
All right. Oh, thank you, Alfred.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And another comment is that last year I called you because I didn't know about the car system that well. And I had a pretty terrible relationship. And I would say it's almost abusive.
Yeah.
And that's when I find out that, you know, the person I was going out with, she was my spouse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll do it.
So...
Right.
So I think the best place to learn about your car, about the car in general, to have a relationship with whoever you have in your life, in your fridge, then you understand the car.
Yes, very much so. That's a great way of putting it.
Right.
Well, I appreciate your calling again.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Have a great
time. Your help.
I'm sorry?
Thank you very much. Thank you
very
much.
You're very welcome,
Tom.
You're very welcome, bye-bye. Tom. Have a great evening.
You too.
All right? Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye. Okay, it's time for our next break. We do have a line four. We have Dawn waiting, and Dawn, we'll talk to you after the break here. And we have two lines open if you still want to call. There's still time to get in this evening. On this break, we're going to listen to the song Sita Ram, which is a rock and roll boogie-woogie version of a Krishna chant. We'll be right back after Sita Ram. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. That was Sita Ram, Get Up Off the Floor and Dance Krishna Chant. Hope you liked it. We have Dawn waiting patiently on line 4, and one line is open. Dawn, it was born March 1st, 1971. Are you there, Dawn?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Dawn. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Have I spoken to you before?
Yeah, I called a couple of weeks ago. I probably sounded a bit spazzy because I had like 4 cups of caffeine, so... and I also had never listened to your show before, and I didn't know that you had all the cards there, and so I was constantly telling you what my cards were, not knowing that you had them laid out already, so... And anyway, I don't know if you remember me, but... I had called you before about my custody situation and my daughter being in Spain and not having seen her for 2 years. And
oh, yeah, I remember that now.
Finally not getting, you know, finally after 2 years of no contact, I've finally gotten contact with her, and I'm my husband's just starting to finally face the music with the courts in Spain for the alienation and for the violation of my custody and all that type of stuff. So, and so now I'm going to be heading over there to continue with numerous court hearings in regards to all the violations and everything. And I've been broke and unemployed this last year, and I've just recently started my own writing business, a copywriting business online, and I'm also publishing a book. And I'm probably going to have to be in Spain for, I'm not sure, I'm trying to determine if it's going to be a month or a year or whatever until this all gets resolved in the courts there, and which makes it difficult for me to plan my life, and considering that I'm writing and that job allows me to basically kind of work from anywhere, I'm just trying to see if I'm going to have enough money to sort of live there, pay the attorneys, and survive and all that stuff while I conduct business from the United States over there.
Well, I think you're very resourceful, and I don't see why you can't do it. You can do it. Not to worry.
I just noticed that I have a lot of 5s in my chart next year. And so
don't worry about next year. Just worry about this year. Finish off this year, okay?
Well,
don't go focus so far in advance. Just kind of stay with this year and look at what you got to do. And look at the fact that both of your result cards are very strong, very positive, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So focus on those. Do you know what those result cards are?
8 of Spades and 8 of Hearts.
Yeah, so you got a lot to be grateful for. Just focus on that and get between now and this year, because you can't really project that far ahead. You can't project into next year what's going to be happening. Just focus on having this successful thing of getting your power back and getting what you want to happen. And that's what's going to happen. You're going to get your way. Okay? So be happy about that.
Well... I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to live.
Well, you see, but you're figuring in the future, and you don't even know what's going to happen. You can't. Your mind is not. Even though you're smart and everything, you cannot. You can't figure that out. I'm sorry. You don't have. No one can figure out that far in advance. Not in this kind of situation. There's too many variables. So your best bet is to just stay focused. Do what you got to do. Everything's happening. You're getting this writing of this creative work done. Use it. Okay. You have good cards even now. Okay?
You mean in my Saturn period?
Yes. Yes. So you don't have any reason to be worried or complain. None.
Well, I mean, I want to live in the States, and you know, that's the only thing. And I'd like to raise my daughter here, and
well, do it then. What's the problem?
Well, my husband holding my daughter hostage in a foreign country.
Well, that's something you're working on. That's what you're doing right now. You're taking care of that right now.
Do you see that being resolved anytime soon?
Yes, I do. It's kind of funny. It's like even when I answer your questions, you don't seem to be satisfied with my answers. It's like you're not listening or something. I'm not sure what's going on. But I'm giving you the answers, and you don't seem to want to accept it. Like, can you accept that things are going to work out well?
Well, yes. I just want to know when.
By your next birthday.
Really?
Yes. Okay, so just keep doing what you're doing. You're on the right track.
Oh, I hope you're so right.
Well, I know you do. And you'll find out that I am. Okay, but you stay in the moment. Stop going so far into the future with your thinking. You're worrying too much. You're worrying yourself silly. You can't do anything about stuff that far in advance. You really can't. Come back into the present moment a little more. Okay? You'll be happier in the meantime. Stay focused on what you're doing. That you're doing now. Because now is what's going to get you into the future. Being here now and doing a good job with everything you're doing now is what's going to get this happy, have this happy thing work out.
Well,
you're doing it for the good reason. You're doing the right thing. You're doing it for a good reason. So just believe in yourself and keep doing what you're doing.
Well, so I'm not going to be broke by the end of the year, I guess, huh?
When's the last time you were broke?
I've been broke, since January.
Uh-huh. But you're still doing what you're doing. How's that possible, being broke? Isn't being broke, so bad that you can't do anything about it? I mean, what is being broke mean? What does that mean? Does it mean you can't do what you're doing? What does it mean? Really? I mean, you're living. Somehow you're managing to eat every day. How's that possible, being broke?
Well, it's been a miracle, I tell you, that's for sure.
Well, I'm telling you that this is how life is. Everybody always gets taken care of one way or the other. You know? Just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing the right thing. What I have to say. Everything in life is a challenge, you know? It's not really the external situation that's really the problem. We think it's the external situation. We think it's what's happening. You're not having money, or my kid being over here, whatever. We think that's the problem, but it's always, for each of us, it's a personal challenge of some sort. It's a challenge to go within and get our power back somehow that we've given away. Now, this thing could turn around instantly. Everything could just reverse. You could get a job. You could make $1 zillion. In 1 week, it could happen in 1 day. That's how life is. If you can, come to the right attitude with everything so that you're aligned with a higher sort of thinking, you know, being more positive, very important. Very important, because otherwise you're going to make yourself sick with worry. You know. Now, I mean, unless you're up to something bad that you're not talking about.
I'm actually a really positive person.
Okay.
Or I have been
lately.
Why
are you being so pessimistic lately?
I'm just worried because, I need to be able to. I've got business here that I at least think is going to be able to provide me a living over there.
Yeah, and so let that evolve. You're doing the right thing. See, this is my point. You cannot. I can tell you right now, just talking to you, you're not going to really, me telling you something is not going to stop you from worrying. You're going to worry anyway. Okay? So you're in a worry mode, and that's what you're going to do. Follow me?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I could sit here and talk to you for hours, and what good is it going to do? You're going to worry anyway. I don't have an answer that can make you happy.
What about, my daughter's cards?
Well, I wouldn't look at her cards just yet. Just look at your own and stay focused on what you're doing. You're grasping for some straws to feel good about whatever. You're doing the right thing, Dawn. Stay focused on what you're doing and just be calm about it. Be calm. Be grateful for what you have right now. Like, take time to every day to be grateful for all the things that are happening in your life. Every little good thing, really get excited about it. Be joyous about it. At some point, you have to start living your life. You can't put your life on hold forever because of the situation. You have to be able to live your life while this is going on.
Well, you know, it's difficult to do. This has been like a chain around my neck.
Yeah, but you picked a difficult. You picked this. You chose.
I know
this.
I did.
Yeah, it was. It's difficult, but this is what you chose, and this is what you really want to do. There's no more. You can't go back. You can't change your mind now. You've already chosen. You're already moving forward with this. Now, take it through to the end. All right, Don, I'm going to have to let you go because I only have time for one more caller and I want to get them on the line before it's too late.
Okay, thanks.
It's great talking to you. I know it's going to work out. You need to, like, just lighten up a little bit.
Okay.
All right, good night, Don.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. The last call of the evening is Dennis from Las Vegas, whose birthday is September 17th, 1954. We're hearing from all the Virgos tonight because they all just had a birthday. Are you there, Dennis?
Hi, Robert.
How's it going?
I'm sorry you broke up.
Do I know you?
I've ordered some software from you before.
Oh, okay, because your name's... Is your last name Villamore?
No.
Okay. Oh, I'm thinking of somebody else. I apologize.
No problem.
So, welcome to the show. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I just want to know if you can give me some insight onto my long years spread.
Well, is there a particular, like, is there some specific area that you're most interested in knowing about?
Well, not really. If there was anything, it would probably be my Venus period on my birth card.
Are you married or single?
I've been married for 28 years to a young lady that's Queen of Hearts birth card and Three of Hearts ruling card. She was.
So are you guys getting ready to get divorced or what?
No. There's been. I mean, we've gotten along for 28 years, but there's like some friction has popped up for the last few months.
Uh-huh. Well, these two cards, you have a Five of Hearts and a Nine of Hearts in Venus, and your wife's birth card, the Queen of Hearts, is underlying the Five of Hearts. So there's no doubt that this is about her, whatever's going to happen in that period.
Uh-huh.
Now, it's a little, we can't say for sure what it's going to be, but... It's either you guys taking a trip together. Are you planning any trips?
Oh, we've been traveling quite a bit, yes.
No, I mean, do you plan to have any trips between November 8th and December 30th?
There'll probably be one pop-up. We're going to travel in about 3 weeks. No, actually, 2 weeks to Arizona, so that's one. And we travel a lot because of our business, so...
Uh-huh. Well, this is a specific trip, you know, that's mentioned here in the cards, and those are what we call divorce cards, but that's not the only thing they could mean. They have other meanings. I assume that's what you're calling, right? Because you're looking at those cards and going, these look like divorce cards.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, if things between you escalate, I mean, it's possible, but you guys have been together for quite a long time, you know?
Yeah.
And that usually, I mean, unless you've had, like, long-term problems, like, ongoing for a long time, usually these cards would not indicate that. But, you know, anything's possible, you know?
Yeah.
Anything is possible, and, I mean, you guys have been together a long time. Who knows? Everything that has a beginning has an ending, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, even the best relationships will someday end.
Yeah.
But I don't know if this is going to be an ending of you guys. I really can't tell. It doesn't look to be that way to me.
Yeah.
And you're having a really good year. This is going to be a really good year for you, Dennis. Really good year for your business. And you,
right?
I would take advantage of this. The influences are extremely good this year for your business.
Well, let me give you a little background. I just left a 14-year career in May to help my Queen of Hearts wife and with her business, which is an online business, and I'm having a great time. I'm free of a job. I get to go out and do things and travel around town and listen to your recordings on my iPod in the meantime. And
cool. Well, you know, this could be a pleasant trip then. You know, see, even though these cards here can represent divorce, every card has a positive spin also. For example, the Nine of Hearts can mean like a real fulfillment of some kind. People sometimes even get married under Nine of Hearts card.
Uh-huh.
Because it means the ending of being single, you know. So
graduation type thing?
Yeah, it's like a graduation. But graduation in terms of, like, just say there's something that you had wanted for a really long time,
mm-hmm.
then the nine comes, and that's the time when you actually get it.
Hmm.
That's how it can play out. So I would just be open at this point if I were you. Stay open-minded about what it might be. Yeah, don't get excited about it, like, it's definitely going to be you guys breaking up or something like that.
And don't cancel any trips that show up around that time, huh?
No, I wouldn't do that. I think you have, I don't think you could cancel if you wanted to. But I think it's going to be, yeah, it looks pretty strong, the trip. You got trips in both spreads, so.
Yeah, well,
definitely some journey.
Being the Five of Diamonds, I love to travel, so, and we've done, you know, we went to Seattle about 2 weeks ago, and
your wife's a Sag, and they love to travel, too. So, you know, even though she's not a five, she's a Sag, and Sages love to travel for the most part.
Yeah.
So, it's a good combo, you two.
Well, we have harmonized for 28 years, so that's why I was just curious.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think this is going to be the end of your relationship. You can relax.
Okay. You know what's Virgos. We get a little uptight.
Yeah, it's okay. Every sign's got something going on, you know. So.
I have another question about the Six of Spades in my Saturn period. I was looking at that a little bit.
Well, you know, you're ignoring the fact that you have a King of Spades in Saturn.
In my birth card, I was looking at my planning.
Yeah, your birth card spread is much more significant than your ruling card spread.
Mm-hmm.
So just focus on the birth card spread. Ignore that Six of Spades, and it's not even a direct card, so I wouldn't even think about it. I wouldn't even give it a thought.
Alrighty, one more question.
Okay. It better be short.
The north nodes of the astrological chart, are they reflected by any particular cards? Are they the cosmic blessing cards or the...
No, there's no direct correlation in between the cards and astrology, between like a certain card and a planet or something in a chart. But, you know, you'll see evidence of the North Node in the cards, and you'll see evidence of the cards in the astrology chart. Is like a, you'll see that, but you have to know them both first to be able to see those things. You have to know them on their own. So there is no North Node card, per se.
Okay.
Not that I'm aware of, anyway. Maybe somebody else has figured something, but I haven't. But there are, you know, things in the cards that, like, I'm going to have this workshop, for example, at my house in a couple of weeks, and we're going to go into all these deep meanings of cards, and some of the things that you can get from delving into the life spread and the karma cards and such like that. And there are things like that that come out. Issues are revealed in the cards once you really have a more in-depth understanding of how to, where to look and what to look for.
Okay.
So it's great hearing from you, Dennis, and have a pleasant trip.
Robert, thank you, and you do a wonderful service for mankind. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Dennis. I appreciate you saying that. Have a great night.
Likewise. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Well, that concludes our show tonight. I did want to mention, for those who are interested, that I have uploaded the last three shows archives onto my website, so you can go to my website now, and the most recent ones are up there for those of you who have requested that. It's time to say goodnight, so thank you, everyone, for coming. We're going to end our show, as we always do, with the Gayatri, the powerful Gayatri mantra from ancient times. I hope you enjoy it. And we'll be back next week at the same time with the Mr. Destiny radio show. Have a great night. Good night.
Tatsaviturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tatsaviturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tatsaviturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tatsaviturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tatsaviturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi
Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yonap